9V.
Mobile. Monitor.
KO4HX.
I'm done for the day, Patrick. I'm heading up the mountain and I have no obligations for the ball.
I'm glad for you. I'm not too far behind you.
Good deal. Think about going out in the boat tomorrow.
Yeah, good week for it.
Boss lady first, make sure she's okay with that. Boss baby, I don't know.
Okay with it. She'll probably want to go out there just as much as you are.
They have a ball cap. We were out one day and she saw the ball cap. She wanted, you know what it says on the front of the ball cap? Shut up and fish.
Talking to you.
Got out there today. Man, what a beautiful day, huh?
Looks like it's supposed to be this way all week.
So all I can. They put me on standby for the end of the week. I figured they'll probably call me about Thursday or Friday.
May have to work the end of the week. Is that what you said?
Yeah, 10-4. USL. Car versus a tractor trailer. It's like the car came up the stop sign into the side of the tractor trailer. Right in Wade Hampton on 14. Yeah, not a pretty sight. Or should I say 290. Not a pretty sight. I think the car lost.
Right hand side of the truck, where they always try to cut around you in that median there, trying to make the right hand turn.
Well, you know, as you're going towards, like I go in the mornings, towards Wade Hampton, you cross over Wade Hampton, that first little street behind the little strip mall there where Harbor Freight is. The car was coming out of there, it looks like, and the tractor trailer was going by there. So the tractor trailer would have had the right of way, and lucky just drove it to the side of them.
Good. What was
that car? I don't know.
They lived, because that could have been dangerous right there, depending on if it was taking off from the red light or blowing through it.
I'll reiterate what I always say. Stay away from the big trucks. You're never going to win. NC9V.
Yeah, but they don't listen to that.
Today we were going somewhere in the wife's car, and actually, I think it was Charleston. Yep, coming down the interstate. And I guess the guy coming on the interstate, the guy in the truck, was trying to get out of the way. I saw what was happening, and luckily I saved his bacon because I slammed off brakes in the middle lane, and he shot over and got in front of me so the car could actually get on the interstate. That's crazy. I saved his bacon on that one. He was real appreciative, though. He flipped his lights a couple times at me.
You gotta drive for yourself and everybody else around you. Anymore.
I guess the value of human life is slowly dwindling.
I agree with you. And it's hard to convince them that human life's important when most of them don't care about their own.
How'd you do today? You do pretty good?
I had a pretty good day. I got to stop in here and feed this truck and burn it all up.
That truck way too often.
Sweet.
I can understand why you park it down the mountain.
It's about every day.
Well, why don't you take your camper down to Charleston? You can stay it in.
Well, son,
if I take my camper down there and then bring it back, I'll be paying more than what I want to pay for a motel.
That's not the usual experience. Motels, I don't know if you've priced them lately, but for what it costs to stay in a motel one night, you can make a payment on a camper or something, most of them.
In the middle ground. I can't stay at the Hampton.
Come here. Well, I'm at the fuel pump, so I'm going to jump out here and let it rob me. So I'll be back in a few minutes. KO4HKX.
I was going to say, let me know where you're at, and I'll stop in. I think the wife could take about $5 in a car, get a full tank. Filled it up on the way home Saturday. anyway, NC9B. I'll be here.